Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 131 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about passive income. Is it passive? Is it real? Tune into the full episode to find out. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestro-fied.
3, 2, 1.
Hey you guys, Maestro here, talking to you today about passive income. Now this episode is 100% inspired by Danny Matei's recent episode, number 204. Don't worry, I will link it. Number 204 of his podcast, the PT Entrepreneur podcast, where he's talking about the exact same thing. I was actually listening to it the other night, and I was like, heck yeah, I need to make my own episode about this. And I gotta say, you guys, you're freaking awesome. So part of what inspired Danny's episode was that he gets inquiries from students often. Then they're asking, like, how do I, you know, what should I do to make some passive income? I'm a student and, yeah, I basically want to wake up and have money in my account. That's the long and the short of it. And Danny's episode is freaking awesome. For those of you that don't know him, he is the king of cash PT, the goat of cash PT. I've had him on the podcast actually twice. I've been on his podcast, just a really good friend of mine. And he just is so real in that episode. And he basically is saying, you know, passive income is not passive, at least not the way that social media, especially the shitty people on social media, would have you believe. And I kind of wanted to extrapolate on that. And first and foremost, say that you guys are freaking awesome. And more so, use this episode to keep you going in the right direction. Because realistically, I do not get a bunch of inquiries from people that are like, hey, how can I use Instagram to have passive income? It seems that nearly all of you, I'm going to say all of you, at least the ones that reach out to me, you really have your head on right and you understand this, and no one's thinking that, oh, I can just do this like a little bit and I'm going to make a gazillion dollars. Yes, people are trying to monetize, or they want to monetize Instagram, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it seems as though you guys realize that, you know, the bullshit that's being spit out there about just like, oh, do these secrets and then you'll be able to live in Bali and live on the beach and have that laptop lifestyle. You seem to know that that's not true, but I just wanted to keep you guys headed in the right direction with that. So I recently wrapped up a 7-day Instagram challenge, and on the end of it, I sold my Instagramming with the Maestro online course, and it went just... You guys, I have like no words. It went amazing. The challenge exceeded any expectations that I could have ever had. If you go and search the hashtag, right? The hashtag for the challenge is hashtag Maestro Show Up to Blow Up. Really rolls it off the tongue there, right? But if you go and search the hashtag, you'll see that there's over like 3,000 posts. I was going to say 3,600. I'm not sure if it's 3,300, 3,600. I don't know. Either way, there's over 3,000 posts associated with that hashtag. Like, my mind is blown, and the quality of the posts and the interaction of the posts, just amazing. And realistically, I should probably do a whole episode about it, but I'm talking about it because sometimes people will see what I do and they'll be like, oh, you know, I want to do that, and thinking that I have all this passive income because my life is Instagram, and you know, this challenge and the course that I came out with really solidified my place as an Instagram expert. And I almost hesitate to say that because it just sounds weird. But after the launch and the challenge, I was like, actually, yeah, I am an expert at this. I know this shit. I study this shit. And I think that it can lend itself to outsiders just being like, oh yeah, I want to do that, and you know, have some passive revenue. And that's you know, not the case at all. And so many of you realize that. I want to keep circling back to that because I do want to appreciate each and every one of you that reached out and they were like, holy smokes, I'm sure this is a ton of work. This is awesome. Thank you. But for those of you out there that are, you know, somewhat on the misguided passive income train, I just want to get you back on track and back on track with the rest of these awesome listeners. So Danny talks about this and how realistically, the only kind of passive income that, actually, let me back it up a second, right? We have two types of income we're thinking about. Passive, where you don't have to do anything and you have money coming in, and then active, where you have to do something and money is coming in. Now, he was saying how basically the only types of passive income that one may have would be something like a pension or perhaps real estate or like a trust fund kind of thing, of course. But even with those things, we have to understand that first came action, right? First came being active. So to get a pension, you have to like work for a gazillion years and then they'll give you whatever, 50% of your salary, your take home salary, whatever. It doesn't just happen with nothing. And I was, you know, tying this into the course because when you create an online product, in essence, at some point, it could generate quote unquote passive revenue for you if you're able to automate sales, evergreen it. Maybe I'll do an episode about an evergreen content, things like that, funnels and such. But if you're able to set up systems such that it keeps being marketed and shown to new people, then yes, you could be having this recurring income each month. And I think that's probably a better word of recurring revenue or recurring income as opposed to passive, because the amount of work it takes to set up this course and do this course, you know, at one point I was up till 5:30 in the morning working on things, shooting things. I do my best work at night, especially now with the, now that I live on the West Coast and no one will bother me then because the East Coast people are still sleeping. And so, you know, the middle of the night's my jam. But there's no real, you know, there's not really a passive part to it. There's a strong active component first before you're ever able to get to that place. You know, just thinking of the things that are easy to see there, like actually putting the course together. And this is totally like discounting the stuff that comes before, the time that it takes to build that audience, to get those eyes, to build that trust, so that when you do sell that product, someone buys it. The time that it takes to gain the experience so that you can actually create the product and so that it's valuable and allows for a transformation to occur for those people that do buy it and go through it. There, and then once you do put it out, you have to keep looking at those marketing strategies. And, you know, maybe you are running Facebook ads. You have to you're paying someone likely to manage them. Or if you're, you know, daring enough, you're doing it yourself. And that stuff is not passive. That stuff is not cheap either. I actually spent $1,000 on ads for this particular Instagram course. And it was well worth it. I think I really should do an episode. No, I'll do an episode. I will. I've just decided I will do an episode. Kind of the back end stuff of creating a course like this. Because it doesn't just happen. And the first one I came out with, that Breathing with the Maestro, I didn't run any ads. This one I decided to run ads because it was a little bit off brand for me since I'm known for more so movement and stuff. But I wanted to get in front of some new eyes. So I was like, all right, I'll pay for some traffic. And that is not passive, right? Someone's doing the work and you're probably paying that someone to do the work if you're not doing it yourself. So all this to say, I would love for you guys to continue with this correct theme or correct frame of mind. And if you're going to, you know, start leaning towards that passive income thought process, I'm not trying to discourage it. I just want to make sure that you're clear about it. And I think that you should take a moment to say, do I want passive revenue or do I mean less active revenue? Or do I simply mean I want active revenue from something that I actually enjoy? Because that is, I think, what a lot of people are looking for, right? Especially, you know, younger generation, I feel old saying that, but there's always that argument with like millennials and all that stuff. And I think that what people are looking for somewhat is income from something that they enjoy doing. Now, and this is especially for my new grads, because I have had a few discussions with people and the episode I did, I think it was last episode, actually, my advice, oh no, two episodes ago, my advice to new grads, which was try everything, right? Go and experience everything for yourself. Because if you just base it off of what other people have said, you kind of write it off and you're going to think that you're going to hate your job and you're going to think that you're working too much before you even do it. Whereas if you actually go and do the thing and then maybe you do come across some problems and you're like, all right, I'm going to just try and change this to make it better and change this to make it better and change this so that I actually enjoy being there, the outcome might be different. I actually just interviewed Jaros Health. That episode will come out in September or October. Give them a follow, though, on Instagram, at Jaros Health. And they're really just reshaping how we view care for the older or the advanced age population, right? They're making home healthcare cool and teaching people how to actually work with this population appropriately. And so the point with that is reframing what you're doing, or one, actually doing it, experiencing it for yourself. And then two, figuring out, is it that I want passive income or is it that I want active income from something that I actually enjoy doing? And Danny actually gave this warning on his podcast, and I'm going to do the same because it frustrates the hell out of me. So much of what I see, and I don't get so much of it. I'm actually getting a little bit more of it now that I have been, you know, doing more with, you know, my posts are more about branding and marketing and the business side of things. And so some of the stuff that's coming up into my feed is more along that line, more along those lines. And some of the stuff I'm seeing are people that are just making these absolute asinine and absurd promises of, like, you know, buy this course, buy my course for a gazillion dollars, sign up for my program for a gazillion times a gazillion dollars, and you'll be able to have this lifestyle too. You know how those people are making so much money? By duping you. They are selling a life that is not actually possible. And there's so many people that think they want this life, but they don't actually know what it is, that they're like, all right, I'm going to buy this thing. I'm going to throw money at this problem, and this should fix it. Instead of going out, doing the work, experiencing the things for themselves, asking for help along the way and figuring it out on their own, right? I am sick of seeing, and you know, Danny got just as fired up in his podcast about this particular point. So many programs out there that I just want to write into them and be like, what is your actual success rate? Like, how many people are actually completing this and doing this and coming back to you with proof of transformation? That's one of the reasons I love Jill Coleman, right, at Jill Fit so much. And now she's just like, you know, queen to me, because her people get real results and she really cares. And that's the model that I have, that I want you guys to realize, that, you know, when I put these things out, I struggle with them and I'm like, is this the best that it can be? Is this going to be what gives these people the transformation, the information that they actually need? Not this bullshit that I see out there that doesn't actually work. Because there is no shortcut. If you want this quote-unquote passive revenue where you don't necessarily have to be as active, you have to be super active in the beginning. I'm really in the middle right now of a huge growth spurt within my business, within the Movement Maestro. And, you know, people are incredibly supportive of it. And so many people have been along with me and joined me for this ride since the beginning, right? I was looking back when I'm doing this, I was making this Instagram course and I was like, holy smokes, like I've been on Instagram for almost 5 years and posting every day for almost 5 years. And now I'm having, you know, tremendous success. And you guys, thank you again. Like, you guys are an incredible audience. You're incredibly supportive. And I'm looking at it and being like, yeah, the shortcut is the long way, the honest way, the hard work way. And, you know, what is that quote? Opportunity is often missed because it's dressed as overalls, or dressed in overalls or something like that. It's dressed in overalls and disguised as hard work. I don't know. Something along those lines. And that's what it is. And that's what I want you guys to keep realizing. And I think you do. All right, I really want to make sure that within this episode, I'm leading with light, because I really don't have people that write to me and they're like, I want to make $1 million off Instagram in 5 minutes. All right, I think you guys do get it. And I commend you. You have your eyes open. And so I just want to make sure you guys continue down that path and know that, yes, at the end, there and it doesn't have to even be at the end. As you keep working, there can be tremendous rewards. And as it relates to having that additional income, it can absolutely occur. And maybe, not maybe, and definitely it can get to a point where it's less active, where you have these systems in place. Maybe you create digital products. Maybe you have people working for you. There's lots of options where you are generating income each, you know, week, month, whatever, and you don't have to be as actively involved, right? That is absolutely a possibility. And I love that as a goal for each and every one of you. Just want to make sure that you keep your head on straight and realize that the bullshit that's being sold in some of these programs that you might see that are like, you know, the get rich schemes. I think you guys know that there's schemes too, but just want to put it out there in case that that doesn't exist. And for my new grads that are coming out the gate and they got their eyes, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I love it. Keep that passion, keep that fire, but understand that the best way to succeed and the fastest way to succeed is to put in the work, right? I'm not saying that you have to go into a job you hate and just like grind it out. Absolutely not. But put in the work. Figure out what it is you want to be doing. Ask people who are doing that thing how they got there, and then do it. Work your ass off a million times over. And remember, some of the stuff that looks really sexy and fun, you don't see the things behind the scenes. You don't see the fact that people are working on vacation, or maybe they're not going on vacation, or maybe they're taking time away from their loved ones, and you know, they're spending a lot of time doing these digital things, and they're, you know, in Danny's case, it was like 8:30 in the morning. Instead of playing with his kids on that Sunday, he was recording a podcast episode, right? There's a lot of behind the scenes things that go into creating that life that you may see that you think is passive. Reframe that, take a step back, and if that's what you want to go after, amazing, but just make sure that you understand, is it that it's passive, is it that it's less active, or is it that it's super active, just actively doing something that you actually want to be doing? Alrighty, friends, going to wrap it up there. Don't forget, I'm taking the summer off from those longer Monday episodes, and we'll just be releasing episodes, these quote-unquote shorties, on Thursdays. So that should give you plenty of time to catch up on things and enjoy the shorter version of the podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, requests especially, please shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, right? DM me at The Movement Maestro on Instagram, or email me at info@themovementmaestro.com so I can give you guys what you want. All right, speaking of what you want, if you liked this, give me some stars, please. If you loved it, subscribe. It does help the people to find the podcast. And before I go, thank you. Again, truly, for just being so dope and just allowing me to make podcast episodes so easily, because you got your heads on right, you're doing the damn thing, and you're just freaking awesome. Thank you for tuning in. I know you could have been doing anything, and you chose to listen to me. You guys keep choosing to listen to me. And for that, I am endlessly appreciative. Okay, now officially wrapping it up. Until next time, friends, Maestro out.